You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let me just say one thing. The story likes to throw around the words science.
I saw that too.
This is not science. They like the science has chosen the most hated. No, it's not science.
It's kind of like the cool thing to say now, don't you think? Like,
yes,
you just
it is.
Plaster science on something.
Well, what people are doing is they're doing Google searches of things, and they think if they use Google, that makes it a scientific study.
Right.
No, it doesn't.
No. So,
but having said that, their little algorithm has pulled up what they think are the most disliked and or hated bands, and I see that a lot of your favorites are on there, buddy.
I can see kind of what they did. They went to a bunch of different worst band lists of all time, worst musicians lists of all time from various locations like LA Weekly, Vice, some popular guitar website, Ranker. They compiled them all together, did some sort of beep boop bop boop special math on their end on whatever, and they came up with this list. And yeah, I mean, specifically like 10 through 21, I think I have, well, no, let's scratch Coldplay. I hate Coldplay. Let's But basically all the way down, yeah. Number one, oddly enough, Nickelback, which is this joke tired yet?
It's just too, yeah, it's too easy.
It's
to
tired.
Say.
It's too easy. Of course. Okay. Nickelback came in first.
Oh, oh, oh.
Nickelback, actually, if you listen to their catalog of music, they're fantastic. Limp Bizkit is on there. Yeah. Creed, come on, with Arms Wide Open. It's a
Should
great
I play
song.
That for you?
Oh, it's so good. Now, number four, I'm not a fan of. Do you like U2?
So here's the thing, and I notice not just you two, but I notice that Bob Dylan shows up in a couple of spots.
Yeah,
I wrote a fan. I wrote
a
blog post that got a lot of reaction about a year or two ago. I can't remember. And it was about how I talked about how I used to say that I hated Bob Dylan's music.
Yeah.
And then I've morphed as I've gotten older, and I've just reworded it to, it's not for me. It's just not for me. I'm not going to say that I hate it. I'm not going to say, because I used to say it sucks. Bob Dylan's music sucks. I don't understand. Instead, I've changed, and it's just, it's not for me. You too, they're not for me.
Same.
But I know people love them.
I know.
It's just not for us.
That's a nice way of couching a lot of stuff by switching your wording like that, you know? Because you really
don't offend
somebody that loves, you know, beef stroganoff, and you're just like, nah, it's the worst food ever.
Yeah, you can, instead of saying beef stroganoff sucks, which is insulting their taste.
Which, first of all, is insane because it's delicious.
Correct. I agree with you.
Yeah.
So instead of insulting their taste, what you're doing is you're putting it on yourself.
It's not
but
for me.
Accomplishing the same thing.
Exactly.
So I'm going to say you two, Mumford & Sons and Bob Dylan, which were 4, 5, and 6 on this list, those are not for me.
Okay.
You're welcome to them.
Now let's look at 10 through 21.
All right.
Dave Matthews Band. Are you kidding me?
Boy, that's... See, now my buddy Milo...
He hates him, right?
Detests.
It's not for him.
Yeah, it's not for him.
It's a special place because that's, you know, Knick Knack, and my song is a Dave Matthews Band song. So,
and
yeah, but still, it's a good song. They're a good band.
And my karaoke song was a Dave Matthews song.
We go on then to Coldplay. They suck. Number 12, Green Day.
No,
I was just
not for you.
Right. No, well, actually. Okay, no, so Green Day's on the list, and I was just raving about how much I love Green Day yesterday. We played one of their songs. The Doors, next.
Not for me.
Nah.
Not for me.
Metallica, one of the largest rock heavy metal bands in the history of this planet.
Yeah.
Korn's on there. I like Korn. Oasis, Wonderwall. Are you kidding me? Who doesn't like Wonderwall? Okay, and then
you
number
really...
17, Stings, Dom. 17 Stings.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Pearl Jam, which is my personal favorite band of all time. I love everything PJ.
Yeah, you do.
Nirvana's on there, Spin Doctors, Linkin Park, Rush is on there.
I never noticed that Pearl Jam's initials are your initials backwards. So,
well, maybe there's something to that, too. But I don't know. I did post this list on our Facebook if you guys want to check it out, read more about it, look at their stupid algorithm, whatever.
You just can't take it personally. Because no matter what, you can name any band that's had a hit record, and you will find a haters group for them online somewhere. You just will, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, me and my love of the Beatles, but there's all sorts of people like, I hate the Beatles, they suck.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to accept that people
are different. It's true.
So whatever band you like, someone else will hate, and vice versa. And so flipping what?
I think I was just surprised by so many huge, popular, really well-known bands on here.
Well, you have to know, though, it is almost considered cool to be contrarian.
Sure.
So if you know that a lot of people like Pearl Jam, then you become the cool cat by saying, I hate them.
I'm much more sophisticated.
Exactly.
I have a sophisticated palate
and
when it comes to music.
And that is with a lot of things, not just music, but movies and books and stuff like that. If something is popular and you can claim that you dislike it, it somehow makes you a contrarian.
You're a rebellious.
Exactly.
He was a rebel in high school.
Yeah. Right.
Barf.